The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Yowza! It's a little chilly, isn't it? Well, the Curry Claypo Show. Every Thursday morning, we get together and do something live here. I want to thank the fine folks at Vulcan for having us out here. Every single Thursday morning, they're up there doing some work. And
yes.
Today is the Day of the Dead.
Dios de Muerto.
Yes.
Dios de Muerto.
And on Fox 6 a little bit later on this morning at 9:35, we're going to be on with Janice and Mike. We feel like we're dead right now. We're about as cold as a dead body. 31 degrees up here on Vulcan. I was doing a little research this morning and found out this, according to USA Today, over the last 15 years, on average, we lose 10 to 14 A or B list celebrities a year. This year, we're at 26.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow.
So this is not only the Day of the Dead, but also the Year of the Dead.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's amazing because, you know, the year is a long time. And so you think of Matthew Perry, obviously, we lost him. Bobby Knight passed away yesterday. But just the list, because when you go back to the list of the celebrities we've lost in 2023, it feels like it's been a couple of years, like Lisa Marie Presley. Paul Rubens.
That was all 2023.
Yeah.
Is there anything math? You do the numbers. Is there anything mathematical about that?
No, I just think that celebrities are getting older.
That's what I mean. I don't
know if that means we're going to have 30 next year. But
that's what I'm wondering.
We have had a lot of celebrities. David Crosby, Jeff Beck. We mentioned Jimmy Buffett. Suzanne Somers passed away a couple of weeks ago. Tony Bennett. We lost him. Burt Bacharach. Dick Buckus. So it's been an amazing year of celebrity deaths in 2023, more so than we've ever had.
So it could be a blip.
Yeah. We hope.
No, it's got to be a blip, right? Because if you think about it, celebrities, the volume of celebrities doesn't really change when you talk A-list and B-list, right?
No.
You know, this is all coming up.
Yeah.
So we should be losing just, what'd you say, 13 to 14 a year?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is just an anomaly.
Yeah. We were talking briefly about Bobby Knight. It's amazing because people love Bobby Knight. His players would go to the gates of hell for Bobby Knight. Reminds me a little bit of the Junction Boys.
That great
film about how the players were puking and they would do anything for their coach. Not too many players have come out in the past and have ever spoken badly about Bobby Knight, despite the fact that obviously he was a hothead and had a temper and was throwing chairs and stuff. But
and assault his players.
Yeah.
Well, at least a couple of them, right?
We were just talking about, you know, we always think that, you know, disciplinarians and guys that really get after their players and push them through, it's really one of those situations, and I remember having a conversation with Aldo Greco, and this goes for businesses as well, too.
Yep.
Where you're really trying to stick a foot in someone's butt to get them to do something, and it's really a person-by-person situation and
yes.
how you deal with those things. Not everyone likes to be in a situation where they have a coach like Bobby Knight. It may be more of a Dabo Swinney thing where they're reading scripture.
Yep.
It could be a Mike Leach thing where it's a little more aloof. It could be a process thing like it is with Nick Saban.
Yes, yeah.
But every coach is different, and it's not to say that you have to be a certain way in order to have a national championship team like Bobby Knight did three times.
They just interviewed one of his players that I heard coming over, and he Smart guy. They just interviewed one of his players and who went on to become a coach, and they were asking him about what did you take from Bobby Knight, etc. Did you try to emulate him?
Mm-hmm.
And he was very quick to say no. He said, I love coach, and he talked about all these stories. He said, but you can't be, if you try to copy that, it's not gonna work. And one of the things that I've said to you, and I've always thought about this with Bobby Knight. Was he great, and were we missing something around all of the sort of violent behavior, right? Because
mm-hmm.
people will try to kind of sort of defend it. I mean, obviously, he went way past it. But I think it's the other way around. I really do. I think Bobby Knight absolutely 100% had an impulse control problem, an anger control problem, and he was a great coach despite that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you could have carved that out and put that aside, he would have been an even better coach.
Yeah, I mean,
because people are trying to integrate it. You can't integrate headbutting your players. So, and he didn't do it all the time, but just his level of impulse told me that was a problem, not a integral part of his coaching plan.
And we've seen this in parenthood too, have we not? Where you have that parent that is a disciplinarian that is extremely stark and stout, and this is the way it's going to be. You're under my roof, and you see children who are actually, we've talked about this, who are, you know, not only respect authority but are afraid of it. We always talk about, should you be afraid of your mom or your dad? In that particular case, I think a lot of players were. And did it make those players push through and be better players? Perhaps. In some cases, some players weren't right for that system. And we always talk about, you know, was he a player's coach? Bobby Knight was not a player's coach.
No.
But he did get the most out of his players if they were willing to put themselves through.
Yeah, but I think you don't put that hothead, absolute, extreme part of it as that's just part of his system. I think you say that is a problem that he had, and, you know, 80%, 90% of everything else he did, great, you know, and he was a disciplinarian, and he did, you know, coach hard. But there is that line, and you talk about it with parents, you talk about it with business. You see it all the time. Data's really clear. If you are a hothead parent who loses control, yes, your kids fear you. But they don't fare better because they're afraid that you may do something crazy.
Yeah.
Right? So again, the best parents are authoritative, not authoritarians.
Yeah, and it depends on the age of those players as well, because, you know, we're talking about college coaches, but let's talk about someone like Phil Jackson, who was kind of a hands-off guy. Let his players go to Vegas on off days because they needed to clear their head before they came back. He did it with Dennis Rodman several times, where sometimes you just have to kind of play your team and know who your characters are and what their personalities are, and dictate to that and how you coach.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, that is the fit. When you're a coach, you are running a business. You do have employees. I do think that at the pros it becomes different. It becomes more business-like. But yeah, every head coach or CEO has a different style, and it doesn't always fit. But there's definitely some, you know, sort of do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
And you watch CEOs or coaches who just, well, we talked about it in this generation. This generation, and when I say this generation, let's just say, you know, the D1 players now, all the way up into their 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
They don't buy into that bullshit that way.
No.
They don't, because they know about things like guilt versus shame. They know things like about autonomy. And we're real quick to judge and say, you know, they're weak and they're whiny, etc. And what I'm saying is, you look at employees too, they're knowledgeable about, hey, that's not the way I'm going to take it. Plus, you can leave. And a lot of his players were talking about the transfer portal today.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They didn't have a choice. You can frame that as, you know, we had to stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can also frame it as, if you would have had a portal, your ass would have been out there probably pretty quick for a lot of their players.
Are you cold?
Just a little.
All right. We're going to wrap it up there. You can listen to our podcast, Curry and Claypo Podcast, on the TKR Podcast platform. Wherever you get your podcasts, we're available in every major industry, everything out there. Our music shows, of course, on Spotify. Download that TKR app. Watch us on ABC 3340. I have a show every single Saturday morning with Kip Kiefer. It's called The Starting Lineup with Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry, 10:30 to 11 o'clock on ABC 3340. We'll talk about some more college football. Week 10 coming up this weekend. Hard to believe we're already week 10. And, of course, check us out on Fox 6 coming up here at 9:35 this morning. We're talking about Day of the Dead. Why do we have so many celebrities passing away in 2023 with Janice Rogers and Mike Doubley?
Just one thing for you.
Yes.
Do I look like a serial killer?
Yes, you do.
My family always says when I'm dressed like this,
yes,
they say, Dad, it's your serial killer look.
We're going to go warm up. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for watching Curry and Claypo here on Tony Curry Radio.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.